our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
Carolina found a way to win, or as Mac Brown likes to say, not to lose. This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The Tar Heels flipped the script on Brown's second tenure with an offense that stuttered and stammered and a defense that was vastly improved under new D coordinator Jeff Collins. Noah Brunette, who was put out to pasture after the 2022 season, completed his amazing comeback with 4 out of 4 field goals, including a personal record from 52 yards. The last one was a pressure-packed 45-yarder with 1:44 left in the 19-17 victory over Minnesota. In a game delayed an hour by a storm warning, and it ended early Friday morning when Dragan Kasich barely hooked a left-footed field goal that could have sent the Heels home in a state of shock rather than jubilation. It was the program's first opening road win over a Power 5 program since 1993, a 31-9 upset at Southern Cal in the sixth year of Brown's first stint. Carolina's kickoffs and punting were almost as perfect, and Collins' debut at UNC held the Gophers to 231 yards, coming off 400-plus per game in 2023. The headhunting D was a committee led by tackle Javari Ritzy with 5 solo tackles and 3 sacks. Still, it took a holding penalty that pushed Minnesota out of the red zone that gave Kasich a tougher kick as the clock ran out on a stunned home crowd. Offensively, the Heels hardly looked like the team that had to outscore opponents the last 5 years. Omarion Hampton had more than half of his team's total yards with 129 of 253. Hampton also fell on a fumble that kept the Gophers from taking over deep in UNC territory with a chance to put the game away. With 30 of the overall 41 carries, Hampton augured well for his preseason All-American selection. The offense sputtered in the first half behind new quarterback Max Johnson, who was getting better in the second stanza when he injured his knee that could keep him sidelined indefinitely. Transfer Johnson, who ran for Carolina's only touchdown, was heating up in the third quarter and finished with 12 of 19 passing and 81 total yards. Carter Harrell came in and did a nice job moving the big O attack into position for the last 3 field goals after their only touchdown of the game in the first half, which ended with Minnesota up 14-7. The Golden Gophers were playing without their own star running back and were held in check when it counted, never more than on the last drive of the game where their field goal missed and Brown left the sideline hugging players while allowing it wasn't pretty, but a win is a win is a win. Regardless of how it looked, the win was exactly what Brown's program needed after another offseason of speculation. The Heels now have 3 home games that should give them another fast start before ACC play begins at Duke on September 28th, when they should be 4-0 and happy road warriors. This is Art Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.